USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A months-long process that began with the launch of an impeachment inquiry last September by U.S. House Democrats has ended as the Republican-led Senate voted late yesterday to acquit President Trump of two articles of impeachment, abuse of power, and obstruction of Congress. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says those House Democrats failed to do their job from the start.
They should have called witnesses if they wanted witnesses. They should have continued and not rushed it into before Christmas. What was the rush? It was so important. And if he's such an existential threat, quote unquote, what exactly was the rush to do it?
And Conway points to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly ripping the script for the president's State of the Union address in half.
Nancy Pelosi proved once and for all how frustrated and irritated they are that he's been exonerated, in this case acquitted.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
American astronaut Christina Cook is safely back on Earth after setting another record, this one for the longest single space flight by a woman. She'd been on the International Space Station for 328 days. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida says he's filing ethics charges against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up a copy of the President's State of the Union speech as soon as the speech was over. He says Pelosi disgraced the House of Representatives, embarrassed our country, and destroyed official records in the process. The Kansas City area brimming with excitement after the Chiefs' Super Bowl win, holding a big parade yesterday in downtown KC, where head coach Andy Reid said,
"The support's been phenomenal. This parade is second to none, man. It's the best in the NFL right here. You should be proud of yourselves."
It was the Chiefs' first Super Bowl win in 50 years. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Delayed results from the first in the nation caucuses are still trickling in.
92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. A missing Colorado boy's parents are pleading with the public for help. Authorities put out a video statement from his parents. 11-year-old Gannon Stock, not seen since January 27th in Colorado Springs, when he went to go to a friend's house, but he has not been seen or heard from since. His parents are urging if anybody has information about him to please come forward, adding, "Imagine how afraid Gannon is." A New York City Barnes & Noble store's attempt to honor Black History Month, drawing some strong criticism. The bookseller released a dozen classic books with new culturally diverse covers. And among the works getting the update, Romeo and Juliet, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, and The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. A big argument on Twitter, though, is that promoting white authors who wrote about white characters is not honoring Black History Month, no matter what you put on the cover. They suggested instead of the bookseller should promote black authors with black stories. And Hollywood icon Kirk Douglas has died, his son Michael Douglas announcing his death at the age of 103. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.